You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
A federal investigation of the Louisville Metro Police Department and the Kentucky City's government found a pattern of unconstitutional behavior, including routine use of excessive force, searches with invalid warrants, and discrimination against black citizens in enforcement.
The department has concluded that there is reasonable cause to believe that Louisville Metro and LMPD engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution. There is also reasonable cause to believe that they engage in conduct that violates Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Safe Streets Act, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. Specifically, the report finds that LMPD uses excessive force, including unjustified neck restraints and the unreasonable use of police dogs and tasers, conducts searches based on invalid warrants, unlawfully executes warrants without knocking and announcing, unlawfully stops, searches, detains, and arrests people, unlawfully discriminates against black people in enforcement activities, violates the rights of people engaged in protected speech, critical of policing, and, along with Louisville Metro, discriminates against people with behavioral health disabilities when responding to them in crisis.
That last part is just sickening. Really? The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division said it has reached an agreement in principle with the city to resolve the issues. The investigation was launched after the botched police raid in which Breonna Taylor was killed in March of 2020. Something tells me that, you know, this won't be the last investigation with a police department in the United States. You know, us as black people, this is nothing new to us. So it's just good to see it now that it's on paper and for everybody else to experience what black people have gone through in this country.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. More rain coming in our area. You're currently cloudy in 39 in Grandview. Jonathan Majors has been getting rave reviews for his performance in Creed 3 and Ant-Man the Wasp. But another upcoming role may be his biggest yet. He's getting ready to star as Dennis Rodman in 48 Hours in Vegas, about the former Bulls player's infamous weekend trip to Sin City in the middle of the 1998 NBA Finals.
Oh, bro, it's always slow and steady, but it's like, yeah, I'm going to get, hopefully I get to sit with him and chat with him, you know, when we get closer and, you know, trying to get the script right, all these things, you know, all these industry things. But I never really put a ceiling on myself, but this is definitely a role where I'm definitely going to make sure I'm pushing that ceiling out, you know, because he demands that. You know, he's such a full individual, you know, so he's going to demand a lot, you know, and I'm going to have to figure out how to get that, you know. So I'm interested. I'm excited about it.
We're going to keep it on the court. Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant won't face any charges from police in Glendale, Colorado, over an incident during which he appeared to brandish a gun during a visit to a strip club. Police said that no one was threatened or menaced with the firearm, and in any case, no firearm was ever located. Morant posted a video on social media in which he appeared to be holding a gun. He has not been officially suspended, but he has missed 2 games, and a team announcement said that he will stay away for at least the next 4 games. The Grizzlies faced off against the Lakers last night, and as a former player, Shaq was asked to share his thoughts about the situation.
So guys, before you make a dumb decision, not a mistake, a dumb decision, a dumb choice, think of the higher power, your mother, your father, your children. I'm not going to jump on the kid. He know what we did was wrong, but remember, he put himself in a position. He didn't have to go live. You got to pick your phone up, swipe to find Instagram, get on Instagram, swipe again, hit the live button, wait for it to connect.
Are you sure you want to go live?
You got to have enough common sense to know that wasn't going to go the way you wanted it to go. You're not a rapper. You're an NBA player. Okay? I don't know where you're from. I don't know who's hanging out with you. That don't matter. When it's you making the decision, you got to be smart. And we got to stop putting ourselves in a position to where they can take it back.
I love it when Shaq and Charles and those guys step in to be a big bro, because some of these young guys need it. Ja Morant is 23. He'll learn from it. He'll grow from it. Let's not incriminate him. Give that man room to breathe and grow. Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and fish play expert Keisha Cole has announced that her forthcoming biopic, Keisha Cole, This Is My Story, will air on Lifetime this summer. Keisha is one of the film's executive producers and will also star in the film as herself. She will also be creating new music for the film. Keisha Cole, This Is My Story will air on June 24th on Lifetime.
I'm in a bind, Nate.
And following her 2022 self-titled documentary with Lifetime A&E, Janet Jackson has announced an all-new documentary special with the network. Janet Jackson, Family First, will follow the music icon as she prepares to hit the road for her 2023 Together Again tour and her collaboration with her brother Randy Jackson to reunite the family band after 40 years since their last performance. Janet Jackson, Family First is set to simulcast on Lifetime and A&E at a date to be announced soon.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Don't give up when you're behind. Don't slack off when you're ahead. Put forth steady effort. That's what creates progress. You can rationalize your way out of continuing the effort. Just this once, just temporarily. But a temporary halt is likely to become a permanent halt, causing you to lose all the ground you've gained. Modest skill with steady effort is able to outperform high skill with occasional effort. Be consistent and you'll set yourself up to be effective. Make it your priority to make the effort. That's especially important when you don't want to. It's not particularly glamorous, but it is extremely powerful. Steady effort gets good stuff done. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's sus. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door. Now it's stuck. And you could be whoever as long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids because I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good grade is a must. Max sauce, I'm the line leader of the classroom. I get requested like a pass to the bathroom. See my future microscope from a lab room. Ayy, don't think cause I'm a rapper, I'll be trash soon. Oh yeah, I be with my friends and we all smart. You got the drop, go for it like a golf park. Math test, knock it out like a ballpark. I'm from Kansas City, it ain't Target or a Walmart. Teacher told me that we learning for our benefits. I'm getting notes here and I ain't playing instruments. Same class, 5 days, I'm attending it. Ayy, and it don't really matter who I'm sitting with. Gotta study for a quiz. Teacher giving work for where I live. You didn't pay attention, made it harder than it is. So you figured you gon' copy off of everything I did. Gone, gone. Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door, now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good grade is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind, Max Sauce in the building holding our Kansas City kids down. We appreciate you. 656 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Got some rain coming our way. Cloudy and 41 right now on Hickman Mills. Hey, I need to shout out one of our special Kansas City students doing it real big in KC. Janet Wright, a senior at Ruskin High School. Doing big things. Much love to you and everybody else over there at Ruskin. Hey, keep it live because we got a bombshell interview coming up with Rufus Burns, who was promised a part in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air remake. He left L.A. jobless and in debt. Listen to his story coming up in the 7 o'clock hour on the Morning Grind.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A bombshell was dropped from BusinessInsider.com. An actor named Rufus Burns. He was promised to be a part of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air remake, but instead, he left Los Angeles jobless and in debt. How could this be? This morning, we have him on the show, Mr. Rufus Burns. How you feeling, my brother?
Hey, I'm doing great, brother. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share the story, man.
I'm good, man. Thank you for joining us. Now, where did this story all start from? Where did you first hear about casting in the Bel-Air trailer that came out in 2019? Where did you first hear that, and how did you link up with this project?
So I first linked up with that project and Morgan Cooper in 2018. We met on a music video shoot for Strange Music. So we did that project in early 2018, and man, we really enjoyed the collaboration, man. And like I said in the article, man, it felt like a match made in heaven at first. He was a black brother, a young creative trying to make a way for his family, his community, and we're talking the same language in terms of like how we wanted to use the art to uplift black and brown people and just people in general, man. So he hit me up after that film project and said he wanted to do The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as a dramatic take, and man, like everybody else, man, I thought it was genius. He immediately told me he wanted me to play jazz in it.
The Bel-Air short came out, and there you are as Jazz. And now, you know, this thing is gaining traction. I remember when it hit the net and it was the trending topic on Twitter. Everybody posted on their IG stories. And it seemed like at the time this was about to be legit and a big deal for you. Take us through what happened next.
Oh, man. Like, I remember that like it was yesterday, man. It was like, I mean, we were all ecstatic. I mean, we knew it could do something, but never to the magnitude that, like, it took off, man. And, like, I remember not being able to sleep for that whole week, man. Just excited to be a part of something of that nature, you know? Because, I grew up on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, man. And, like, and so it was like, an incredible opportunity to not only, like, to give my, like, artistic voice to that character, but to also see people really connect with the idea. So I was happy for everybody on the crew and cast involved, and especially for Morgan, too. So, yeah, it was a really wild time, man.
When did you get the call that you were going to be moving to L.A. to possibly work on this?
After the trailer dropped, Morgan and I knew, we talked that we just wanted to be great creators. And so what we decided is like, yo, let's not wait for any opportunity. Let's continue to cook and create. So since then, we had done 5 other projects, man, like since the Bel-Air thing, man. Mm. And so, like, we continued that working relationship. You know, our projects went on to win Tribeca Awards and Vimeo Staff Pick of the Year, like, so these are projects that were starting to make some waves, and what we had decided on in the beginning was starting to show its fruit, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, we just, we kept going, and so we decided, like, let's continue this, let's continue cooking. And so I was there for the whole thing, man. Mm-hmm. He gave me a call after the meeting with Will, said, like, yo, I want you to do this. I know you're a trained actor, so I know you can handle this, and, like, what I need you to do is get ready for the opportunity, get ready for your life to change, etc. And so, like a craft person, I jumped right in, man. I threw all caution to the wind. I prepared for 3 years, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, searching my depth, searching my experience and offering these things to be able to, like, help lift this franchise, you know what I'm saying? And so we kept working, and then around, like I said, an article pre-production kicked off. And then I was like, I was in the room and being able to contribute and like have ideas and research. And so I really felt like I was a part of that that family in a lot of ways, man. So as we got deeper into pre-production, man, it made sense for us, the time for us to move out. And so, you know, we had a conversation and, you know, I thought, you know, we thought like, yo, Jazz is from that area. So like, let's move out and continue to work on our craft and continue to work on that nuance and all of those other things that you prepare for an opportunity of a lifetime. I moved out, man. Drove his car out, me and my partner.
You drove his car?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Drove his car out with all of the stuff, all the stuff in it. And we landed. He couldn't take the trip because he said he was busy with some stuff. Got him the car, and then we got back to work in L.A.
Before you agreed to appear in this production, were there any conversations about monetary compensation or any compensation at all?
Yeah. So we had, during the pre-production stuff, we had a conversation about, like, he's like, because I'm there for months, man, and so I have notes and all this other stuff. And we have a conversation and say, hey, man, I'll shoot you some bread for it, or I'll see about NBC giving you some money for this, man. And so I took it as like, all right, cool, you know, like that'll be that, man. Like you're the creator of this thing, man. So, you know, I trust it. The word is bond, right? That's what I thought. So
take us now to the time that you knew that the jig was up. You say in the article in businessinsider.com that you were crushed, that y'all were kind of close.
Oh, yeah, man. Devastated, man. Like I said in the article, man, it's not like what we create is who we are, man. So, like, it don't matter, man, if, like, if you create all of these wonderful things, man, if it's not helping the community, man. And so he came to me and my partner. He asked us if we wanted to do a film. He had an idea for a film he wanted to do. And this is the most heartbreaking part for me, man. It was about an actor from Kansas City with his partner who moves out for the opportunity of a lifetime. Mm. And so that's what the movie was about.
Wow.
And so I'm thinking, thinking, you know what I mean? Like, yo, all right, cool. We'll do it. We'll jump in. And so, you know, the script is like, me, Rufus going on auditions, waiting in LA broke. Like, it's literally a reflection of my life. And a lot of it was also improv. So I'm saying very personal things in this film with my actual partner. My girlfriend is in the film playing my partner in this. These are very emotional moments. And like, we would talk and be like, hey man, like, and he promises, like, man, I'm gonna take care of y'all. Like, this story is precious and I'm gonna take care of it. And then so we started off like, there was word that it was gonna be weak. And then like, it just kept going on because he was also in Bel Air meetings or whatnot. And so, you know, while that's all happening, like, we're kind of waiting in the wings about what's gonna happen. And so this thing drags on for about 3 months, man. And then like, you know, he's bringing in other people from the trailer to come work on this film. And we've all been promised something in one way or another. We're all waiting. Everybody on the cast and crew is sort of waiting on this, of when this thing is going to drop and when we're going to move on to Bel Air, man. So, because we're all there for that. And so the movie continues to go on. And then we're filming in deeply intense and personal scenes because it's our life at that particular moment. And then it comes to a head because, you know, one of the days we're actually at his house prepping for a shoot that day, we see he has the Bel Air production schedule like up on the wall. So we can see when the writer's room was happening, when all of this other, like when production's supposed to start to the day. And we're all looking at this like, man, like that's coming up here real soon. Like, well, like, I wonder what's kind of going on. And so, you know, we start hearing other whispers like, man, that show is cast. Like, they're pulling costumes for cast members for that already, man. And so he calls us in and tells us that, you know, he has to cancel the film. I was devastated, man. Like, you know, here I am preparing for the biggest opportunity of my life and then also having it filmed, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. And then here I am, the movie's canceled, with my stuff packed up, driving back to Florida with no opportunity. I thought I did everything right. Except for, you know, the contracts and asking for all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's my lesson to other artists, man. It's like, when you are in this business, it's a business for a reason, man. And I honestly wish I would just say, hey, man, I know you're my boy and I know I trust you, but can we just put it in writing so we know the details of it and let's move on? Maybe the situation would have been different.
This morning, I've been speaking with actor Rufus Byrnes, who was promised a part in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air remake, but eventually was casted aside in this project. Unfortunately, in this day and age, there are so many cases of folks taking advantage of creatives, especially black creatives. And I know that had to light a fire inside of you based on the promises that were made by Morgan Cooper. When Morgan eventually reached back out to you December of 2021, take me through that conversation and take me through your temperament. Were you able to hold your emotions together during that conversation, and what was said?
The timing of that was very interesting, man. It was about 6 months after he had canceled the film. So another producer and friend of mine who called him out on what had happened during that time, who was also promised opportunities, he called Morgan out on social media. That hit his rounds early that morning, and then Morgan reached out to me a couple of hours into that afternoon to mend the relationship, man. So from my perspective, man, it felt like a bit of a PR move, and it was a little too late for that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we hadn't spoke. I still don't know what had happened. I still don't. There was no friendship needed if, like, we couldn't actually address what the issue was.
So needless to say, the friendship and what you all build is evaporated, is done.
Yeah, man, we have no personal contact at all, man. And you know, so I mean, that's that, man.
I'm about to ask you a hard question, dog, but I gotta ask it. When you see Bel Air on Peacock and you see people talking about it and tweeting about it and celebrating this wonderful project, because it is, but yeah. What goes through your mind? Does it motivate you or does it bring you down? Take me through your thought process with that.
Yeah, man, that's a great question, man. It's, of course, man, it's mixed. Because art for our community, I believe, can save us. For black art to make it at this stage and to have this platform, I am beyond grateful for. To see, like, those young brothers and sisters doing that thing on the show, man, it's great. You know, so at one level, it's like, yo, man, like I was a part of that. I helped it, even though I'm not, like, with it now. Like, I helped bring that. So I'm grateful for that opportunity. And then the other part is like, damn, like what could have been? You know what I mean? If I even just had the opportunity to share my art with the producers or the showrunner, that was the most devastating part. I didn't even have an opportunity like to show my art or what I could do. It's tough, man. It really is tough. Like it hurts. It does sting a little bit for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Rufus, I just want to say, man, you've been a stand-up man throughout this process. And this ain't the end of your journey, fam. This is just a small bump in the road. I like to pride myself on having foresight and looking at the longer road. And, man, I see big things coming for you, dog.
I appreciate that, brother, man, because I had people like you in my corner that was like, hey, man, not everybody in the industry like this, man, and you have a voice, and it deserves to be heard, man. And so I will not quit. I will never quit. You know what I'm saying? In fact, it's caused me to double down on my craft and be more transparent in my business dealings, man. So I'm grateful for that lesson, and I will never, ever quit.
Yes, sir. Rufus Brown, thank you so much for joining me on The Morning Grind and having this conversation. I appreciate it, dog. Big blessings for you and God's love.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thank you again, brother, and God bless.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Allen Fieldhouse will receive major upgrades this spring as KU is in the middle of the Big 12 tournament. Matter of fact, today they will be playing West Virginia, 3 p.m., downtown KC Mo. But besides that, though, they'll get major upgrades this spring. As they announced yesterday, the renovations at Allen Fieldhouse will begin this spring and will be completed in two phases to accommodate the 2023-24 basketball season. The full project will be done by the fall of 2024. Once the renovations are completed, what can you look forward to, all my Jayhawk fans? Allen Fieldhouse will feature enhanced concessions, including a new Jayhawk Pub concept on the second level. New LED lighting. The Jayhawk Pub will feature a variety of food options as well. There will also be a new and expanded Rally House team store in the Booth Hall of Athletics, a new center hung scoreboard, LED sports lighting, a new sound system, new digital signage, and upgraded Wi-Fi will be added, among other things. And you know, Bill Self and them, they've been making that Adidas money, a whole bunch of it over there in Lawrence. I ain't mad at it, though. I ain't no hater.
Making that real money.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
824 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Plenty of rain. Right now, you're cloudy at 41 in Overland Park. Erica Herman, the longtime girlfriend of Tiger Woods, is now suing him for $30 million after he kicked her out of the crib they shared for 6 years.
Girl, what's going on?
Fam, she says she was set up by Woods and his people. They told her to pack a suitcase for a quick solo trip. Then they dropped her off at the airport and told her she could not come back to the house. They changed the locks on her, too. Herman says that she performed, quote, valuable services for Woods in exchange for living in a home rent-free. What those valuable services were is still undisclosed. She claims they had an oral agreement, which would have allowed her to stay in a home for up to 5 years in the event they were to split. Tiger Woods ain't trying to hear about no common law marriage at all. He a savage.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone.
I don't know exactly what Tyrese has been going through. He's either been drugged through the mud through a relationship, or this is the greatest promo for an album I've ever heard.
This is an album that I wish belonged to somebody else. It's a song that I wish belonged to somebody else. I wish I was still married. I wish I could still wake up and my daughter still there. She made her choice, and she didn't love me enough to tell me why. But she's out, and she ain't coming back, and I don't want it back. When somebody tells you and shows you who they are and what they think and feel, then you just gotta respect it for what it is. I don't like it. Most of us as men, I want to try and control the outcome of every situation. I can't do anything to fix anything. But I wish her well, but I'm walking around on fire. Was it all a game? Was it all some baby mama trying to get a monthly check out of me? I mean, I was in love with this woman for real. So the song is entitled, I Don't Think You Ever Loved Me. And the album is entitled, Beautiful Pain. And if this album never sees the light of day, it's going to be because it was too hard for me to finish.
Tammy Roman is speaking out about her experience with body dysmorphia.
I have a condition that's called body dysmorphia. And I've had it since I was 13 years old. It is a mental disorder. What happens with that is the way I look at myself and the way people see me are two different things. Mm-hmm. And I always see myself, unfortunately, as, you know, that show, like my 600-pound life. No matter how I look to people, when I look at myself, I can always pick something apart. I always feel like I'm overweight. And so because of that, there are moments where it's like, I gotta stop eating. There can literally be nothing wrong, but I will find something. And so with the average woman, it's like, well, I think I want to lose a few pounds. But if they don't, they're okay.
Right.
You know, with me, it's like, no, I've got to lose the pounds, you know, because I see this fold. When I feel I look good, people will comment and say, you're too skinny.
You're too skinny.
You look like a bobblehead. Mm-hmm. She needs to gain some weight.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, in my mind, is a compliment. Mm. So they're viewing it as, girl, get your life together. I'm seeing bones. And I'm like, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I look like a crackhead? Thank you. Mm. You know, it's like
what?
You know, it's like that.
And before we go, we got to check in with DeBrack. Y'all know bro out here pregnant. And now she's glowing and showing off her growing baby bump.
Yo, I'm at work and I came in the bathroom and I wore this shirt because this shirt is like a medium shirt. And I usually wear big clothes. So I'm like, yo, look at this. Y'all see that? Oh my God. Make sure that baby got some dance moves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a blessed day.
9-10-year-old Brian is still trying to compute that the brat is pregnant. But I'm glad she's happy, and I'm praying for a healthy delivery for her and the baby.
You're not my dad!
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to those determined, indecisive, creative, and adaptable Pisces. Happy birthday, y'all.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
YG celebrating his 33rd birthday. Bow Wow turns 36. I didn't know Bow Wow was older than YG. Lord. Movie actor Oscar Isaac turns 44. TV show host Steve Wilkos turns 59. Rapper AZ turns 51. Chingy turns 43. And Matt Barnes, former NBA player, turns 43 as well. All right, let's take it to the crib to wish some of our fam and KC some happy birthdays. Lashay Jordan, Joy Sullivan, and Keith Young, happy birthday. Montario Emmy, my dog Mad Marlin, and Kashawn Hudson, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to Allison Webb, Tierra Harris, and Anitra Houston. And happy birthday Brittany Renee, Allison Hart, and everybody else born on March 9th. Celebrate your day, Pisces. Happy birthday.
Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
It's Miss Cindy. Hey.
Lord have mercy. How are you doing, Miss Cindy? I ain't talked to you in a minute.
I'm still going through it. I just lost another one of my aunties last week.
No.
Right now, we're trying to get her, you know, laid to rest.
I'm sorry.
We're trying to keep the right frame of mind. I just went out and seek some therapy, some counseling, because I lost so many family members in a short time and just...
I'm sorry, Miss Cindy. You know, just think of it like this. You know, you're gaining some ancestors up in heaven that's going to pour down some blessings on you.
Right. I got in.
Yes, ma'am.
I was calling all day yesterday. Yeah. Like, you got me blocked.
It starts today. Finish these lyrics, Miss Cindy.
No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. Truly tough players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends. Jump in the GF3. I got looking out by the trees.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. But I got a in my way, please don't shoot up the place. If I see some ladies tonight,
no,
that's me having my baby. Baby.
I was grooving with you for a second, just for that hot second, and you just mess it all up. We got you through digital tickets to WWE Friday Night SmackDown. That's going down March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. And Miss Cindy, you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 and some mad cash.
Okay, I need that. I'm trying to get my driver's license back.
Lord Jesus. Tell Kansas City, what's your number one choice for hip-hop and R&B in the town?
The one and only Hot 103 Jams, baby. Don't forget the slam as
outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in mad cash.
Hey, I get money. That's something I like to do.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Break it down.
Yeah. Kansas City's number one.
Hip hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.